After a long flight, I picked up a rental car and headed out into the rainy and cold night. I fiddled with the windshield wipers beforehand, being sure that they worked, adjusted the mirror, the seat position, and even the steering wheel height. I sipped some of my caffeinated beverage and then cautiously drove and entered the highway. Behind me, a loud car with a bunch of young people approached in the lane next to me. Oh, great, I thought. What have they been drinking? I was concerned, to be honest. It was the time of night, and the situation was such I just didn't know. I felt it would be best to let the car pass me, so I slowed up a little bit. Then they actually lowered the windows and threw their arms out as they yelled something like this, "Your lights aren't on! Your lights! Your lights!" Whoa! Suddenly I was not perturbed by them. Suddenly I thanked God for them. I had not turned my car lights on. It was a rental car. It was understandable. The car was one which had automatic everything, and so I assumed that they were on. But I was exhausted, and I didn't realize it, that the one feature that had been turned off of automatic was actually the car lights. So it made sense how it happened, but what a lesson. Today, I ask you, are your lights on? Are your lights on for Jesus? Have you gotten so exhausted and so hurt by certain people or trials that you've forgotten to let His light shine in you and then through you? Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." But what if you feel burned out today? And that sounds really overwhelming at the moment. Perhaps you've been traveling this road for what seems like forever. Listen, your trial and your heartache are temporary, my friend. He can light up your life and refresh you once again, not only after the trial, but even during the trial. It's time to come to His light. Come to Him. Remember, people may do dark, terrible things, but the King of Kings has no darkness in Him at all. James 1:17 says, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change." That was James 1:17. Pour your heart out to Jesus and realize He poured His heart out for you on the cross. Psalm 62:8 says, "Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us." Selah. Psalm 22:14 speaks of Jesus. Quote, "I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within my breast." Today, my friends, invite Him into the areas of your heart where it hurts and feels darkened by depression. Psalm 147:3 says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Good news, folks. Your heart is not too dark for the light of Jesus to overcome. His light never gets snuffed out. Quote, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it," unquote. That's from John 1:5. Jesus Christ truly does love you. Let Him heal your heart and give you His light today. 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much that You love us, that You love us so much that You sent Your Son, Jesus, to die on the cross to bear our punishment, even though he did nothing wrong. He bore the punishment for all of our sins. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We repent of our sins and we turn to you. We ask that you would cleanse us and fill us afresh. And we pray with those who want to receive you for the first time. Lord Jesus, be our Savior and Lord. We reject the ways of the enemy. We reject the sin that so easily entangles us. And we turn to you and ask that you would save us. You would refresh us. You would redeem us. We put our faith and trust in you. We repent and receive you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord. We believe you died on the cross and bore the punishment for our sins personally. And we thank you that you are so personal and so good, so faithful, that you never change, that there's no darkness in you. We don't have to be afraid that you're going to change on us. And we thank you so much for that. We just love you, Lord Jesus. We worship you. We praise you. We open our hearts to you. We pour our hearts out to you. We thank you for pouring your heart out on the cross. Help us now to love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. And help us to love others as ourselves. We need you to do this. Do the work through us. Shine your light in us and through us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. This week, put a little note near the light switch you use the most often. Put a little post-it with something about his light. Pick a scripture and just put it down and post it near the light switch. And as you do that, as you switch the light off and on, just ask the Lord to shine his light in and through you. Sound good? Hope so. Remember, you can send prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. God bless you, my friends.